The math on pay raises minus inflation doesn't look good. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that worker pay and benefits for the spring quarter rose 1.3%, close to a record jump, but inflation. Personal consumption expenditures, a measure to which the guardians of interest rates at the Fed pay close attention, showed that prices went up 6.8% in the 12 months through June. That's higher inflation than recorded a month earlier. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, joins us now. Chris, these data show that people are falling behind even more.
Well, that's right. In these numbers this morning, what would normally be a pretty solid gain in income, rising just about 0.5%, but consumers having to spend 1% more because inflation was up a full percentage point in the month.
What you're seeing, you know, it's out. What is no longer the thing is savings. How can we save given these demands?
Well, no, that's exactly right. And if you stretch back a little bit further and look at the trend over the course of the first half of the year, real disposable income, that is income after taxes, has been down far more often than it's been up. And the result is that consumers have dipped into their savings pretty aggressively. We had the highest ever savings rate just at, well, beginning of last year. This year, we've seen savings fall to the lowest savings rate in decades. Ultimately, hopefully, this will also mean lower inflation, but it comes at a tremendous cost. People are increasingly stretched.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
We'll say Amazon stock is up 12% now, even though it reported it lost money for two quarters in a row now. The optimism is about the company's guidance for profits ahead, since Amazon is much more than a retail company. Both houses of Congress have passed a bill to increase U.S. production of semiconductor chips. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The Chips and Science Act includes more than $50 billion to bolster U.S. chip manufacturing. There's money to build, expand, or modernize domestic plants and equipment, and funding for research and development in robotics, artificial intelligence, and high-performance quantum computing, plus money for a Chips for America Workforce and Education Fund to develop a domestic workforce to make semiconductors and create university technology centers. The Commerce Department will be building 20 regional technology hubs around the country to support tech startups. There are some limits on the money, though. Companies can't use it for stock buybacks or to pay dividends to shareholders, and firms receiving chip money are also prohibited from building most types of new semiconductor manufacturing plants in China or what the bill calls any other foreign country of concern for 10 years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The pandemic has been a mortal crisis, but it's also been a business opportunity, including a bit of a gold rush when it came to COVID testing. You may have had good or bad experiences when you've gone for tests. Back in 2020, some investors who were originally more focused on real estate and owning a car wash franchise set up a COVID testing company, GS Labs. You may have seen them around. They have drive-up testing in more than 20 states. But reporters at our corporate sibling APM Reports, the investigative unit, have been looking into complaints against GS Labs. Tom Scheck is with APM Reports. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us a sense of some of the complaints.
We found some patients complained of never receiving their test results. Others got their findings several weeks after taking a test. And then others complained that company employees once pushed patients to get a full suite of tests at each visit, which patients didn't think was necessary. Now, three insurance companies are suing GS Labs over that so-called triple testing and for charging as much as $979 a test.
And public health officials also had issues with the company?
Yeah, that's right, David, because GS Labs sometimes reported test results so late that it was difficult to spot potential outbreaks and hard to make sure infected people were isolating. public records from several states show health officials complaining about the company's late reporting during the Omicron surge last December. The company told Minnesota health officials that it had a backlog of nearly 28,000 tests.
So who's looking into this besides you, Tom?
Well, we learned that there are several states doing investigations, and the federal government is also investigating the company as well. But some of those inquiries have been going on for more than a year. Public records repeatedly show health officials asking each other if there are other regulatory levers that they can pull to get the company to do better here.
So they're asking these questions, but has it gone further?
Well, a Nebraska lab inspector released an inspection report in October that said the company's lab in Omaha placed patients in immediate jeopardy, meaning it posed a serious risk to public health. Company officials say they fixed the mistakes at that lab, and a November inspection report found the lab was back in compliance. The company also said it opened up a new lab in the state to handle more complex tests.
Okay, a reaction to Nebraska, but what's the company's response to your broader investigation?
Well, GS Labs denied interview requests but did respond to our written questions. They say some of the problems we found were from more than a year ago, and they fixed many of those reporting mistakes we talked about. They also maintain any reporting errors only amount to a small fraction of the tests the company has done. As for those lawsuits by the insurance companies, GS Labs says it's the insurance companies that are being greedy by not paying for testing costs authorized by the federal government. It has countersuits in two of those cases and is also suing a Minnesota-based insurer.
And I see that GS Labs says it's cooperating with any government investigations. You can read more about what the team found at apmreports.org. Reporter Tom Scheck, APM Reports, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.